Disturbingly Hysterical Bedtime Stories with Davida Kelly. I love making podcasts, especially when it's about my fans who support me and follow me and order sexy, sexy content from me. And a lot of my fans, since I have been a very popular, successful nude fetish model for the last 2 decades, which makes me super mature, means that I love my followers and fans, and so when I engage with them, my favorite part of engaging with my fans is how they describe to me what they would like to do to me. So, for instance, I have a huge following of fans that are nurses, and especially in Europe, at the hospitals, and they are Swiss German, and they've always ordered incredible pictures from me, and I have signed autographs for them, and they're gorgeous. They have blue eyes and square jaws and are blonde or have dark hair, but they're so fierce. And so when they contact me for content, they're like, "We would like to see you with the boot is in your, and these contraption that they sent me to wear." So it's a contraption that, for instance, they described to me in detail that if I ever was in their vicinity, then they would be able to zap me with this device that would make me, like, not be able to escape them, which is super sexy. What? I love my fans for that. And then they would order, like, content and ask me for pictures, which I love to engage with them because they're frontliners and they are always tending to everybody that needs help. So I really, really love my favorite fans, especially when they tell me to, for instance, they said, okay, so if you were our little BITCH, then we would take you into the surrounding farmers market, but you would have a device in your the pussy vagina so that you would get electrocuted and you would not be able to escape. So I would be getting, like, yeah, so I would not be able to escape because clearly I would have a device in my vagina, and that way I could never escape that amazing situation. That was incredible because at least we got to go to the farmer's market. But if you try to escape, then we will zap the contraption in your vagina. So clearly I would never want to escape that, because who would want to escape that when you are going to go to the farmer's market? And yay!